Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Mindset Change Monday. I will tell y'all, I'm feeling overly refreshed this morning. And I don't know why. Well, I know why. It's because this weekend, I was able to sit down on the couch and indulge in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Pretty much, that's all I did. So I'm feeling super refreshed right now. Other than writing podcasts this weekend, I got to really just put myself in park and do something I want to do. So, hope everybody's doing great today. So, y'all, I was talking to a friend the other day. And this friend I've known for years. And we go way back, like what we call it, four flats on a Cadillac. That's how far we go back. But anyways, though, my friend hit me up. And he started telling me all these things he wanted to accomplish. He's working on this. He's working on that. But he don't want to do this because of this. He's worried about doing this because of that. And it was a lot of doubt. And as he kept talking, he wanted me to respond. Because, hey, I'll tell you one thing right now. I don't Dr. Phil my friends. If they call me with problems or issues or things they got going on, me being a life coach, me being a mindset coach, having a podcast, I don't try to Dr. Phil my friends and fix them. Now, if they ask for my feedback, I will give it to them. But in this scenario, the way he presented it, you could tell he was wanting my feedback. And so what I told him after he got done, because he looked at me in my eyes, and I was like, bro, you full of fudge. And he go, did you say fudge? And I was like, no. You full of fun. And he goes, what's that? I said, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That's fun. So next time somebody come to you, or even for yourself, if you're feeling those three things, say, Coach James said that's fun, and I need to get over it. And real quick, y'all, if y'all did not check out Friday's Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday podcast episode, go check it out. It's called Things That Are Detrimental to Your Lifestyle. So go check that out. But back to my regular tune station today. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And that's FUD, right? And so we live a life of FUD because that's what our mind tells us. That's what we see. That's what we hear. So when you hear these things and it becomes repetitive, we start living a life of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And I'll tell you, I used to live that same way. And if I would still have those same three things bothering me, I would not have a podcast and talking to you today about FUD, right? But let's just kind of walk it back and figure out what we can do to improve this so we don't get caught up living a life of FUD, all right? So fear. Let's talk about fear. What is fear? Fear, you can't touch it. You can't see it. Although you may feel fearful, there is really not a such feeling when it comes to fear. Unless you make it up in your mind and say, hey, I have a feeling of fear, right? The definition of fear, my definition, is a false illusion appearing real. So you think it's real, it may feel like it's real, but in reality, it's just an emotion. It's just a feeling. So if you ask yourself, is fear real? I would say no. It's you causing yourself to feel like you feel like you're fearful of something. And you don't have to be. It is a false illusion appearing real. It's an emotion that you bring over your own body, right? What causes fear? Overthinking. Some of us have a tendency of overthinking things, ruminating on it for days and nights and morning. Next thing we know, we've overthought a scenario for 5 days straight. Because our mind takes us there, right? And I know some of you can agree with that, that sometimes you can overthink a scenario for 5-6 days. It just happens that way. I'm back on my Liddy tea, y'all, mixed with ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is good for stress reliever, being a great stress reliever. And so me being a guy who deals with a lot of highly stressed environments, including myself, I drink the ashwagandha to help kind of combat the stress and keep it down. But yeah, overthinking, it's not good for you. The impacts of fear causes anxiety. It causes depression. And we all know that depression could lead to thoughts of suicide and maybe even suicide. And also, it puts your body in fight or flight mode all day long. So when we talk about fear is a false illusion appearing real, right? But when you take and you put your body in fight or flight mode, now you have the emotions that you can feel now. I'm sweaty. My palms are sweaty. My underarms are sweaty. My body feels numb, right? These are feelings of fear, of emotion of fear that we bring upon ourselves. But again, fear is still an illusion of being real. But you're making the emotion, the fight or flight mode, feel like it's attacking your body. And so now you start feeling emotions of what fear is for you. And someone else may have a different feeling when it comes to fear, right? I know for me, when I get fearful, I get the irregular heartbeat, right? And so it's just not good to be filled with fear, right? Next is uncertainty. The feeling of uncertainty. And when I was writing out this podcast the other day, I was like, I'm going to use a perfect example to help relay myself to you all so you can understand the feeling of uncertainty. And I want to use in a relationship as an example. A romantic relationship, right? Some of us have been in relationships for years. We've been living with this person. We say we're in love with this person. We say that they're the one. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of uncertainty there. You're still not sure if this is the right person. You're still not sure if this person makes love to you the way you want to be made love to. You're still not sure if this person kisses you the way you need to be kissed. There's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to relationships. And this is one reason why, in my opinion, why relationships go wrong is because there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of FUD when it comes to relationships. And because we don't know for sure, we end up sabotaging the situation and making it worse than what it really is. But let's talk about the feeling of uncertainty. Let's stay there for a little bit because I want to highlight some things. One of the things we get from fear of uncertainty is being undecided. We're not sure. We just don't know. Have you ever had a friend or someone close to you that is always undecided? They can never make up their mind. It's like when my kids are younger, I'm like, hey, what do you guys want to eat? It's going to be a fast food night tonight. One want McDonald's, one want Burger King, and one is totally undecided. They can't pick between the two. Well, sometimes in life, we become really undecided. And that's a feeling that we get from uncertainty. Insecurities. Uncertainty causes insecurities. Insecurities causes uncertainty, right? I used to struggle with insecurity with myself because I never thought that I can be as good as the person next to me. You put me in a room full of men, I start sizing myself up with them. Someone says something and I say, see, I told you I can never speak like that person. I can never articulate what I need to say and want to say like that person. So it causes insecurities. It caused me to not want to speak out loud. It caused me to think that I can never achieve anything in life because someone was always better than me. But I don't have that mindset no more because no matter how hard I fight and I try, there is going to be someone better than me. But I'll tell you like this, the difference between you and me is I'm going to continue to work hard and I'm going to outwork you. When you're sleeping, I'm working. When you're relaxing, I'm working. Right? The feeling of uncertainty causes more questions, a lot more questions. One question leads to three questions. Three questions lead to six questions. And now by the seventh question, you're definitely talking yourself out of whatever it is because you're too uncertain. See how it works? But being a skeptic makes things a lot worse. Because the Webster's Dictionary, the definition of a skeptic is a person who questions the validity or the authentication of something purporting to be factual. That means that you're going against the facts. You're saying that I know you validated this. I know you tested it 52 times. I know you said it worked. I know you said it's authentic. But me being a skeptic, guess what? I still don't buy it. Now, I'm not saying you gotta believe facts, but facts are facts. Authentication is authentication. So if you don't believe in those things and you go against those things, you're a skeptic. Now, I'm not saying that being a skeptic is a bad thing, as long as you do your own homework to come up with your own idea of validation and authentication. But if you go second guess someone else's authentication and validation, you're a skeptic at the moment until you figure it out, right? Last but not least, our favorite word, FUD. Doubt is the last one on the list. So we got fear, uncertainty, and the last one is doubt. Doubt is a big one because everybody struggles with doubt, right? Doubt will walk you to the plate. You will grab the bat of your choice and get ready to hit the ball. And because you're doubtful, you will not swing at the ball, right? That's what doubt does for you. It causes you to second guess yourself. And what's bad about doubt is once you start second guessing yourself, you start second guessing everything in your perimeter, right? It's all fake. It's not real. It's fear. It's uncertainty. Everything becomes doubtful, right? That's how doubt works. Doubt also turns to self-sabotage. Because you're so doubtful, you're self-sabotaging a good scenario. Or maybe even a questionable scenario, but you're making it worse because of your doubt and your self-sabotage. So what is doubt? And I came up with my own definition of what doubt is. And so I know there's a Webster dictionary, but my definition for doubt is when your mind tells you lies. That's what doubt is. Your mind is lying to you, telling you can't do something. That's what it is. Doubt is an I can't do it attitude. That's what it comes down to. You're just not going to try because you're doubting the situation. And some of us just doubt because we want to be procrastinators. That's never going to happen. I'm too busy today. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough resources. I don't have the time for that. That's doubt. I can't do it because of this reason. That's doubt. So doubt, my definition is when your mind tells you lies. What causes doubt? What is it? Everything we've been talking about today. The fear in your mind, the uncertainty, and negative thinking. You know, y'all, negative thinking is an addiction. I don't know if y'all realize that or not, but it becomes an addiction for some of us. Everything we think of is negative because we have one bad scenario. Everything is now negative. And so we think negative. We wake up negative. We go to sleep negative. We talk negative and we act negative. I'm telling you, negative thinking is an addiction and you've got to let it go. We live in a world that's filled with negativity. And I can say you can get sucked up in the world. I'm not saying it's not possible. I used to be a negative thinker. So it happens. But what causes doubt, fear, uncertainty, and negative thinking? It's really what it comes down to. And what are the impacts of doubt? You just don't try. You don't try. You make all these excuses, all these doubts why you can't do it. And because you say you can't do it, you never try to do it. And you gravitate to an I can't do attitude. You don't try because you say, I can't do it. And those are the wrong words to have in your vocabulary. Your vocabulary should say, I can do it. I'm going to try. And even if I fail, I'm going to find a way to make it work. But a lot of us get trapped up into it's impossible, so why try? It just takes the work out of everything. It becomes easy because you said it's impossible. So why should I try? That's the scapegoat. That's FUD. That's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So the next time someone comes with you and they try to share all these things that they're looking to accomplish, they just haven't did it yet, they got this worry, they got this fear, they uncertain about that, you could tell them Coach James said that's FUD. Not fudge, FUD. You can tell them Coach James said that. And also tell them check out the podcast. So y'all, in reality, we got to overcome fear. We got to overcome uncertainty. And we got to overcome doubt. Right? The key word to fixing all this is build your confidence in yourself. And there are several ways to build your confidence. I did a podcast in the month of December about how to build your self-confidence. And if you go back and listen to any one of my podcasts, it's going to get you on the right track to building your self-confidence. But what is your struggle? What do you struggle with? What causes FUD for you in your life? Is it a past decision you made that went bad? Is it that someone told you you can't do it? Is it that you just don't feel like you have the IQ? You're not intelligent enough? Because I'm here to tell you, that's just FUD. And FUD are all lies. You can overcome fear. You can overcome uncertainty. And you can definitely overcome doubt. But you've got to be willing to change. It's impossible. So why try? To it's possible and I'm going to try. The late Kobe Bryant said that dedication makes dreams come true. So you have to be dedicated. Dedicated to yourself. Dedicated to overcoming fear, uncertainty, and doubt. I did it. And you can do it. I used to have the worstest mindset out of everybody. And that's just me being honest. Y'all, if I can overcome it, you can overcome it. Eric Thomas said that if you're going to win the fight of your life, you can't be afraid to fight. You cannot be afraid to fight. Mike Tyson said two things. He said everybody's got a game plan until they get punched in the mouth. And then number two, he also said the famous words that I love to hear from Mike Tyson. He said that in order to become the champ, you got to be the champ. So before you become the champ, you got to be the champ before you get there. And that's you overcoming fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to my listeners. Hope you have a great Monday today. And remember, mindset, change your mindset. Mondays, Mindset Change Monday is a very powerful way to start the week off. So you take this podcast and listen to it a couple times today. That way, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the rest of the week can be fuel for success for you. And that's what you need, okay? Don't forget, y'all, my consultation is $50 for 30 minutes. If you're interested, send me an email at jewatki1@gmail.com and we'll set something up. You can share your struggles, your ideas. You can bounce business ventures off me. Whatever you think, we can talk through it. My email address will be in the body of the podcast description as well. Also, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. I don't know what platform you're listening to today, but whatever it is, hit subscribe. That way when you hit subscribe, when a brand new one drops, you'll get an alert and you'll be on your way to living a brand new life by rewiring the way you think. Leave comments on the podcast. Am I doing good? Am I not doing good? Go, James, talk about this, talk about that. I want to know. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. And if you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, please don't hesitate to call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's my two cents, y'all. Peace!